Digging Deeper, part four of our series on the recruiting framework. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 177. Welcome to the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also a CEO of Recruit Me and a podcaster, an author, and a speaker. And wishing you a Merry Christmas on this Christmas week edition. We're actually on our way as I record this in a few hours to head south. Some warmer climate with our kids and grandkids in Florida. So that's where we're going for Christmas, to enjoy a very, very special day with them and a few days beyond that as well. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. And in our series, we're talking about a recruiting framework. I hope that especially this series changes your scholarship future. Let's dig into this recruiting framework. We've talked about two of the elements of the framework. In fact, before we even got going, I asked the question, why do we need a framework? Well, we need to give some definition to this recruiting thing, because we can be all over the map. In fact, there are seven reasons why we need a recruiting framework. You can go back and listen to previous episodes on that to hear about all of them, but I'll just touch on a couple of them here. It keeps you inside the court. It keeps you on the course. It keeps you on the field, inside the boundaries in this whole recruiting game. You've got to have that. Another thing it does for you, it protects you from wasting time and money if you have a framework. If you have that definition, also prevents failure, and it forces you to focus. And I got to tell you, you're going to need to focus if you're going to succeed. And that's what a recruiting framework will help you do. We talked about vision and goals, which was the top piece of the recruiting framework. Talked about how you got to have vision, you got to have goals, you got to have something to shoot for. And man, you want to stretch. We also talked about talent as a foundation. Yeah, you can't go to the next level unless you got the talent to get there. That's critical in this whole framework. And today, we're going to talk about something that is really about the heart. It's about values. If you imagine a frame, you got your top, you got vision and goals, you got the bottom, you got talent. Well, on the right-hand side, you got values. It's kind of like the edge, the lane you need to run inside of on the right side. Next week, as we conclude this series, we'll talk about the lane on the left side, but the lane on the right side, you can't go off course. You got to have values. Values, well, it's defined as a value is defined as a person's principles or standard of behavior. Principles or standard of behavior. Now, if you've been in the recruiting world any length of time, then you know that it can be kind of weird. The values that some people have, whether it be coaches or even academic institutions and programs, other families, values are kind of wobbly in some places. And I got to tell you, you're a breath of fresh air with values that stand out. I'm talking about good values that stand out, that coaches take notice of. You as an athlete, also as parent, as a family, coaches really, if they see a family with values, that really stands out. So let's talk about these values and what I'm talking about and when I bring that up and why it's important here. And I think as we go through this, you'll understand why it's important. The first thing, I just wrote down about five or six things here that come to mind when I think of values. And the first thing is work ethic. As an athlete, do you have work ethic? Are you trying to just skate by, or are you excelling? Coaches notice that. They notice not only how you compete on the field or on the court, in the game, in the match, but also off the field, off the court. They're watching you throughout. If they're scouting you, they're watching you not only when you're on, but also when you're off. So your work ethic will be noticed, and coaches will check in on that. They're going to ask some questions. They're going to look and watch, and they're going to see what your work ethic is. And I tell you, you've got to have a good work ethic. it's tough to compete at the college level. And if you're not willing to work, you're not going to make it. The coach knows that. So he or she is going to watch you now at the level you're at right now to see if you have a work ethic that will make it at the higher level. If you don't have a good work ethic, then I would say you either got to change that or don't go on to college sports. Just don't do it. Parents, you need to help build that in your son or daughter. It really comes from the parents, and you know, we're talking about this. I don't know what year your son or daughter is in right now, but please help them understand that a good work ethic is vital to making it in college sports. Secondly, we talk about character. Character, of course, when you think about values, character is, I guess you could define it as how you behave when no one is looking. That's your character. You can put on a good show and everybody's looking, but it's when you're in private, when people aren't looking, what is your character? How would you define yourself? How would you define your character? Not as an athlete, not as a student, not in front of others, but how would you define your character? It's how you behave when no one is looking. A third area when it comes to values is, how do you value relationships? Are they important to you? How do you value other people, your teammates, your friends? Are you a good friend? Are you a good teammate? How do you value your parent, your parents? Parents, how do you value your son or daughter? When coaches spend time with you as a family, as they get further down the road, they will. When they spend time with you as a family, how do they see that you value each other? How do you value family? That's part of values. Okay, so relationships. Of course, honesty. I probably don't even need to say this, but I might make you feel uncomfortable when I mention some specifics on this, but in values, of course you're going to say you're honest. Of course we're honest, right? Well, we all think we are, but when you present yourself as an athlete or parents, when you present your son or daughter, you tell them the truth in what you present. Are you stretching the truth? Are you hiding something? Are you being honest in your conversations? What are you revealing? Are you revealing your true self, or is it someone that you're stretching the truth that isn't really you or parents, not really your son or daughter, not really your family? Now, you don't have to just unload and empty everything out as truth, but you want to make sure that you are, as you present yourself, present your family, present the athlete, this is you. It's not only how you do it in your conversations, but also in your introductory packets, in your emails, in the things that you're presenting about yourself in social media. Is it the truth? Are you being honest? And that's a good question to ask. Are we being truly honest? If not, it'll catch up to you. When you think about values, you think about what you will not do in the recruiting process. It's not just what you will do and who you are, but what will you not do in the recruiting process, in your behaviors, in your relationships? What will you not do? So set the boundary that way. So those are some things when we think about values. What are your values? How would you define them? These need to have definition because part of the recruiting framework, coaches are going to be looking at your values. Understand what they are, firm them up, and most of all, please practice them. So we've talked about three pieces of the recruiting framework. We talked about vision and goals. We talked about talent, and now we've talked about values. And next week, I'm going to close off this frame and wrap it up as we get to the end of the year with one last thing. I do want to let you know that I'm excited that I'm very, very close to releasing my Recruit Me Planner. That'll be all set for you as we get into the first of the year. It's not going to be ready January 1st, but you'll have something that you can in one place track everything in your recruiting experience and in your recruiting strategy. It'll help you set goals, execute, keep track of communication, everything that you need and everything that I teach and have taught for nearly 20 years, all in one planner for the very first time. We'll have it in one place. And so you won't have everything all spread out, but it'll all be in one place where you can log all the important things that you're doing and log your progress. And I believe this will be a huge benefit and a great tool for every family to use. It's the RecruitMe Planner and Journal. So that's coming out in January. I'm excited about that, and I'll tell you more as it hits. But anyway, I wish you a great week. Merry Christmas and moving into the new year. I'm sure you're thinking about that. And I wish you a great week as I head out today with my wife onto warmer climates. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.